Well, this is going to be a commentary on I haven't done a movie commentary in a long time. I started the show doing those, you know that? But I wanted to do this one because I was just in the mood to do it. There was really no other motive behind it. But if you read the title of this commentary track, you know what this is. This is Guinea Pig 2, Flowers of Flesh and Blood. Further ado, I'm at 4 seconds on the warning. I'll give you like 5 seconds, so I'm gonna count down five, and if you want to sync up your audio, all that groovy shit, go for it. All right, let's play. I'll say I like how these films start off with these warnings, and that they make it seem more real, you know? This is truly a, of course, this film is infamous, most infamous of the series, but at the same time, man, I think this movie's awesome. Guinea Pig 3, I like, because I reviewed all these, by the way. As you know, for the reviews I do, but, I wanted to review, do this commentary just as, just for fun. Man, I just wanted to watch this again. But I like how it starts off with, you know, it starts off with kind of similar Devil's Experiment here, which I like. I'm going to turn the audio down a little bit. There are subtitles, thankfully, so you don't. Yeah, this is one of my favorite Japanese films. Easily in my top. One of my favorite overall, just extreme horror films from, you know, definitely my favorite Japanese movie. So. And there's our victim. I like how it's like we're following, you know, almost like a precursor to August Underground, sort of, here. You know, this was 85, August Underground was 01. So, that's just to show you, you know, ideas will come back. You know, in waves, if you will, or in cycles, depending on how you like to say that word, or, you know, term. But I dig it. You know, that's more grittier style. I wish we could get more movies like that, you know? Well, you're fucked. Run, damn it. Mash the button. You're in a QTE sequence. You were playing Resident Evil 6 recently, so. I will. Oh, when we get the bad ending. But, yeah, we got the bad ending here. I'll say all the two cast members really do a good job here. I mean, granted, the girls really have to do much outside of just lay on the table. Get hacked up. But still. I like how. You know, this movie is only 40 minutes, too, which I really like. You know, it doesn't drag on for so long. There's our Japanese title card here, which is not subtitled, but says Guinea Pig 2. Translated it, but yeah. By the way, if you listen to Evil Deaths, which you should, those guys are fucking cool as fuck. I recommended this one to them. They didn't like it too much. I'm going on their show in a few months to talk about August Underground. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. You don't get a... I will definitely talk about that when that comes closer. But yeah, it's almost 1 a.m. watching this fucking movie. Anyway. It's only 40 minutes, which, you know, it's probably why I agreed not doing this right now. But I just love the use of... You know, just the ambience here I like a lot, too. Before we get to any actual bloodshed, which I think is to be appreciated here, building up to it. If you're a fan of American Guinea Pig, which I am, you know, the first film's definitely in parallel to this one, which I think's really cool. If you have the DVD of those, which I would recommend, the first one, they talk a lot about the history of guinea pig in the booklet and all, which is really cool and interesting. As a fan of the guinea pig franchise, so... You know, Flowers, if this is the most infamous of the sea, because Charlie Sheen thought this shit was real. Which, if you don't know, in American Guinea Pig, the first one, McQuay of Guts and Gore, they do send a tape to Charlie Sheen. So, thought that was cool. Yeah, you are not get that with in a mainstream film, you probably wouldn't get that level of detail. No, I don't know what that weapon is there. There's the samurai. There's a chicken about to get fucked up. He's like, huh? It's not a real chicken. So PETA doesn't come after my ass. I like how the blood kind of cartoonishly comes out of it. Like, slow-mo, too. Like, the blood is just shooting out comedically. I don't think it's trying to be comedic here, but, like say, Guinea Pig 3 is, but as a fan of Guinea Pig, I'll tell you. These films definitely influenced extreme horror from you know, series onward, there has been... We wouldn't have a lot of extreme films, I would say, without this. So. I really like the... just how this film's simple, you know? It gets right to the point. It's great. I'm making some sort of drug, but I don't know. Like blue. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm sitting in my bed right now recording it. Well, I'm just on my laptop. By the way, this movie's online everywhere. Physical copies of this are fucking not cheap. I highly doubt we're ever going to see a reissue. Fun fact, they sold this at Best Buy and shit. At some point, so... Yeah, the blue substance. Is it Mountain Dew Voltage? Code Red's better, but anyway. Also, I got the samurais all prepared for this, you know. Getting his Japanese culture type shit going on, I like it. Why are you?
I question, why is he fucking...
ejecting her. Kind of those areas first, I don't get what, why he would go straight to the legs area. Like, but I don't know, I'm not a psycho, I don't know anything about that. Unless, someone wants to inform me. I do like how the sheets are all clean at the start of the film, and towards the end they're just all covered in red. Which is the cover of this, by the way, the VHS cover, which is really cool. This did sell quite well in Japan, so that... that is, like, pretty cool, you know? Yeah, you can see that they did the same thing in American Guinea Pig here. You know, I like the, if you watch both series, you kind of see the connections. You know, I kind of like to look at American Guinea Pig as a tribute. It is connected at points, but I think it's more fun to look at as a tribute series to this. On the making of American Guinea Pig, they, on the second disc of the three disc set, I'm referring to. Steven Byers, they wanted to bring out like a classiness to extreme cinema. You know, similar stuff like this, and I think he definitely succeeded. The commentary of this movie is turning out to be talking about that movie again. You get the point, I like it. But anyway. I think this is the best of the Japanese ones. You have the original series. I like Devil's Experiment a lot as well. I also like, Mermaid in a Manhole, I think, is kind of, that one's good, but no, that one is definitely nasty at points, which I do appreciate. I'll say I like how in some foreign films, not understanding what they're saying, I like how it kind of adds to, you know, kind of the fear of not knowing, you know? Also, you know, the effects in this movie are always, if you look closely, you could tell they're fake, but I don't know, there's a charm to it, you know? I would take this over fucking CGI blood. That gore there, like on the arm there, that's really cool effect, you know, like the hand. The hell? Is that how that actually would work? I'm serious. That actually, there's like no muscle left, right, between the body and the hand at that point. But also like how he, when it gets to each part of the body, he like changes the color or whatever. I don't know, I think that's cool. There's the iconic cover. Art there with the arms chopped off. Oh, the whole shoulder, too. It's been a while since I've watched this one. You know, I've seen this one quite a bit. I've seen all these quite a bit, but I still managed to find something different to pick at. Not like in a bad way, you know, but you know, you watch a movie you like and you're like, oh, I didn't notice that. Or pay that much attention to that, you know? What is it, like separator sponger thing? I always liked the effect of the body. Any movie where you have to show like the body getting destroyed or whatever, don't fake it with CG. It always looks terrible and unrealistic. There's the box art from the VHS tape. Yet again. One thing I always liked about this film, you would say, was, you know, like, going back to the whole, you know, being classy, this film, there pretty much is no sexual content on the screen, for the most part. They do use the same kind of saw in American Guinea Pig. So, The sound effects are a little goofy in this one. He's exhausted of a hacking off the limb, I guess. I like how it's all set, the blood around looks like the petal all. I like it. It lives up to its name. Nice coat to body. You can clearly tell the guts are sausagey looking. Which I would argue gives it some charm. Working with the guy. I respect that a lot. Oh. He just pulled it all out in one go. Man, it got on the camera too. I'm just going for the head now, I think. I might do more commentaries again. Depends on the mood I'm in. I feel like doing them. Okay, that's awesome. Comedically bounces off the wall and all that. No way you would think that was real. Come on. I do like how, they did a good job with the head there, mostly. I do like it. Yeah. Like I said, it's all red now.
Oh. I'm getting tired. Oh, shit.
Ain't much movie left, so. Go for the eyes now. The guy goes for those. Understand why he thinks the eyes are the most beautiful part. However, I don't understand that. But Grant, I'm not a psycho like he is, so that explains it. like I said, I do like, I like the war paint type thing going on. I think that's cool. I'm not too much of an expert on samurai war, but I think that's cool as hell. Yeah, we got scene transitions. So, I have an odd collection I want to have, but you know what? I ain't judging. You know what I'm saying? Oh boy, let's see. That's chicken. Boy. Hold on. I'll say, no, dude, it's really nice. How does that work? Is that the chick's skull, or is that... It's random. I don't think they ever saw it. It must be, considering her current affair. You know what, the eye missing? A bunch of hands. Play on plate. Oh boy. Yeah, how does he keep all these body parts just saved up? You know, without getting questioned ever. That's like, I want an answer to that. Anyway. So the cycle continues here with it doesn't have a name, I don't think. I'll look after I'm done recording this, but our film just ends with this, with this cool transition here. Like how similar to like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know how it has the text, whatever. You know? Like that's just cool, you know? Yeah, that was Guinea Pig 2, Flower of Flesh and Blood. I enjoyed doing this commentary. But yeah, this was a shorter one because it's only an hour 40 minute movie, but yeah, guys, keep brutal.